AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. One crew member is reported to have been rescued after a U.S. fighter jet was shot down in Iran. That's from a U.S. official and an Israeli official, both speaking on condition of anonymity. John Gambrell has more from Dubai.
A local affiliate of Iranian state television in southwest Iran said the pilot bailed out of their aircraft. Now, an anchor on that channel went on air and said that police were searching for this pilot and said that anyone who found the pilot should capture them and they would receive a reward. Earlier, though, they were telling people to shoot at the invaders.
Separately, we're being told by a U.S. official a second U.S. combat aircraft has gone down in the Middle East. Unclear if that one was shot down or whether Iran was involved. The White House is releasing details of President Trump's 2027 budget. It includes a $1.5 trillion request for defense spending, the largest in decades. The latest jobs report was out this morning. Donna Warder has it.
The Labor Department is reporting a surprisingly strong 178,000 jobs that were created in March, a rebound from a dismal February. The unemployment rate for March dropped to 4.3%. Companies have been reluctant to hire because of higher interest rates, uncertainty over President Donald Trump's policies, and not knowing how artificial intelligence will affect their businesses. Most economists say the impact of the Iran war and higher energy prices are probably not fully reflected in last month's numbers. Donna Warder, Washington.
Russian strikes on Ukraine killed at least 8 people today. Ukrainian officials report a massive missile and drone strike near the capital. And in Cuba, an outpouring of joy from families after Cuba's government said it would release more than 2,000 prisoners in what it calls humanitarian gestures in connection with Holy Week. This is AP News. If you hadn't noticed, Nandini Gupta reports egg prices are actually down a bit this year.
Egg prices in the U.S. have fallen 60% from last year's record highs, making it easier for you to fill your Easter baskets.
The average price of eggs was $2.50 per dozen in February, compared to $6.23 per dozen in March 2025.
Bird flu was to blame for the higher retail prices during the first 5 months of 2025. An outbreak forced farmers and commercial producers to slaughter entire broods of egg-laying hens. But cases dwindled in the second half of the year, which helped restore egg supplies. Experts say the Trump administration's decision to import nearly 1 billion eggs last year also helped lower prices, although imports have since returned to more normal levels. But what's good for consumers isn't necessarily good for farmers, who are finding it difficult to recoup their costs as egg prices plummet. They also might have to pay more for feed, including corn and soybean meal, because of the Iran war.
There are more stories and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.